Now, for today's GeoQuiz, we're searching for what you might call a transcontinental island. There are quite a few countries that span the borders between continents. One example is Turkey. Its capital, Istanbul, straddles Europe and Asia. But we're looking for an island in the Southern Caribbean. Some consider it part of North America. Others identify it as South American, since it sits just off the coast of Venezuela. Either way, this tropical island is a self-governing country with strong ties to the Netherlands. It's a good place to go scuba diving or just to enjoy the sun. The island lies outside the South Atlantic hurricane belt. From the Panama Canal, it's a 2 to 3 day cruise to reach this island's main harbor at Willemstad. In a minute, we'll take that cruise aboard an unusual ship. But first, can you name this Caribbean island? I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Each year, thousands of ships use the Panama Canal as a shortcut between the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans. For crew members who've spent long weeks at sea, it's a brief chance to view solid ground, even if they can't get off the ship. Amy Mayer recently caught a ride through the canal on a scientific research vessel. She met some of the scientists who live and work on board.
The ship is called the Joides Resolution. It's almost 500 feet long and is easy to spot among container ships and tankers because of its tall derrick. That's where the giant drill is. The ship cruises the world's oceans and drills into the sea floor to bring up columns of rock and mud. Geologists use that to understand the Earth's history. Che Peng has worked on board for 20 years.
Every 2 months, we go somewhere that nobody ever been before. We've seen the rocks that nobody have ever touched before. It's amazing.
I've joined Peng and her colleagues in the Pacific as they approach the Panama Canal. They've been at sea for 7 weeks, and this is no carnival cruise. Tiny cabins sleep two each in bunk beds. 4 people share each bathroom. There's no alcohol allowed on board. We enter the canal at the Miraflores locks. Vehicles called mules connect to the ship with cables and guide us. The rising water in the locks will raise the ship 85 feet as we head toward the lake at the canal's center. Through a heavy metal door, I find Thomas Gorgas in one of the labs. He says life on the ship can be intense. Crew members work 12-hour shifts with scientists who come from around the world.
We sometimes jokingly say it's like it's a combination between like a university, the United Nations, and a soccer team. You know, and everyone has to play together.
When tensions rise, there's no escape. 2 months at sea is a long time. The ship enters the final set of locks. They lower us back to sea level on the Atlantic side. Crew members emerge on deck. It's a beautiful day and a short respite from the relentless hours in the lab. The crew can see land on both sides. In fact, you could practically leap to it, but they still can't get off. After 6 hours, we're through the canal, but the ship won't dock until we get to Curaçao, and that's 3 days away. Heather Barnes, a Canadian who lives in England, has been sailing 2 months on, 2 months off, since 2004. She says the time away from land can be monotonous. Exercise helps.
A lot of people, you know, go to the gym. That's a major part of our life out here.
The windowless gym deep in the ship's lower levels has a treadmill, elliptical trainer, bikes, and free weights, and a flat-screen TV with huge speakers. But this trip, the treadmill broke, and Barnes had to run laps around the helipad at 17 to the mile. She says as soon as she disembarks, there are 2 things she plans to do.
One is have a beer, and 2 is go for a run on land.
At last, we dock in Curaçao. The gangplank goes down. Yellow umbrellas beckon from a nearby bar. The crew members trade the hard hats, long pants, and steel for shorts and sandals. They're off for a beer, their first after 2 months at sea. For The World, I'm Amy Mayer.
The island of Curaçao, where those researchers are about to unwind, is the transcontinental island we were looking for in today's GeoQuiz.